Hello again and welcome to another edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, and this week we're going to head back to Sturgis to the famous motorcycle rally. While I was there, I had a chance to catch up with Kat Metzger, and Kat joins us from the Budweiser Clydesdales. Yes, a lot of horsepower is at the Buffalo Chip, and not just of the two-wheeled variety. Listen in as I visit with Kat and she tells me a little bit about their training, where they go, and some of the events that they get to go to while they were also in Sturgis and around the country. So we're at Sturgis, we're at the rally at the Buffalo Chip. Tell me a little bit about having the team here and what you guys are doing here.
We're here to promote Budweiser. We've already done several events in and around Sturgis, Rapid City, Deadwood. We have several more coming up. Today we're doing a photo shoot downtown Main Street Sturgis where all the bikes are parked. Hopefully we don't get rained out. That's at 3 o'clock today. And then Thursday we'll be doing a military hitch right here, military appreciation hitch, right here at the Buffalo Chip around 7, 8 o'clock before the concerts get going, and we'll go down by the main stage.
So tell me a little bit about how you got involved with being a part of the Budweiser Clydesdale team.
We all come from different backgrounds. A lot of people grew up with horses, some livestock, agricultural, truck driving. We kind of have to have a lot of different hats to be on the Budweiser Clydesdale team. I grew up with horses, so it's always been something I've wanted to do, not necessarily with the Budweiser Clydesdales, but it's definitely a dream job, you know.
So tell me about how many places you go throughout the year. I mean, I know we all travel a lot, but you guys are on the road a lot, and your work days are very long.
Sorry, we're on the road anywhere from 250 to 300 days a year. We go anywhere from Sturgis, Daytona 500, rodeo events, military bases, pretty much anywhere we can promote Budweiser or support a community. We do a lot of military-related events.
So tell me a little bit about what a typical day is for these guys. I know they have to get some exercise, too.
So today, for example, today's one of our show days. We'll get here about 7 in the morning on a normal day, clean stalls, feed the horses, water them. Then we'll exercise them. We'll get them out and hand walk them. Here we kind of made it a little turnout so the horses get to run around a little bit, which is great for the people coming by to see the horses to be able to see them running around with each other. Wash their legs, the white feathers on their legs, groom them, clean harness. And then as we're doing right at the moment, we're braiding them up and getting ready to take them downtown.
So there's a lot of things that go into it, and a lot of people, you know, it kind of is mind-blowing, but this is like a 16-hour day for you guys just for a show day, right?
It is. On average, we're working about 70, 80 hours a week on the road.
It's a little bit crazy. So tell me, what's your favorite part of being a part of this team, and what's your favorite part about being a part of the horses?
The traveling definitely is something that doesn't get old. We're in a different city, different state, basically every week, so you get to meet different people, go to different places. It's a pretty cool job for somebody that loves traveling animals and being around people.
Well, they certainly are beautiful, and I've always been a big fan. I have to, honestly, I'm like, I want two in my own backyard, but we all know that they're a lot of work. Kat, you're not a tall girl by any means. These guys are a lot taller than you are. Tell me a little bit about how much fun it is, though, with even working with your crew, too.
That's right. These guys are 6 foot at the shoulder. Some of the requirements to be a Budweiser Clydesdale is, one, you have to be about 6 foot at the shoulder, 18 hands high. They all have to be that brown bay color you see, 4 white socks, blaze on the face, black mane and tail, about 2,000 pounds, and a male, neutered male horse, which is called a gelding.
I love the way you put things in terminology for some of our listeners. Well, I appreciate it, Kat. I'll let you get back to work. I know you have a lot of things to do. I'm Leah Guffey reporting. That's this week's edition of the Hick Chick Chat. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Leah Guffey. As always, follow along in the conversation on Twitter and on Facebook.